And good evening once again from the Rural Activity Center here in the campus of Sacred Heart School in Fall City. I'm John Nixon. Colin Feldkamp from the show for us back to the studio tonight as the Irish boys get ready to take on the Johnson Brock Eagles. This is a big game for both these teams. Look at the wild card points today. In Class D2, Sacred Heart is 12-5. Is seated at number 3 in the wild card points. Of course, you just want to win your way to state. That's the way to do it. But you can get the wild card now after subject if you would happen to lose. The Irish certainly don't want to do that, but that would be possible. The Irish would also host the sub-district the way it looks right now, as they are the top team. Dylan O'Dell, Sterling Lewis, and the other teams in the sub with the Irish. For Johnson Brock in Class D1, they are in the Lord Central category, will probably be the host, but the win tonight would certainly help out the cause for Johnson Brock. Lord Central Academy 43.4, Johnson Brock 42.875. They're also in there with Thayer Central, HTRS, and McCool Junction. So somebody's going to have to play, a couple of teams are going to have to play. Top seed will get a bye in that sub-district. So an important game, a win over the Irish, I would give the Johnson Brock Eagles big points, just like he would give the Irish big points for the win over Johnson Brock. Another game tonight around the neighborhood. Mound City boys are playing over in that North Platte tournament in Dearborn tonight. Mound City picked up a win in the semifinals tonight. The boys' game, 78-70 was the final. Mound City with the win, 78-70, the final in that game. So the Panthers will play for the championship on Saturday afternoon down at Dearborn. Here, as we said, Sacred Heart coming in 12-5, Johnson Brock 12-4. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Den's Meat. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, yeah. We welcome you back here once again to Sacred Heart School. Let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse and his Johnson Brock Eagles tonight. He'll go with 5'9" senior Caleb Bossenbarger. Caleb averaging 12.3 points per game on the season. Camden Dollinghouse is a 5'11" freshman. He's coming in at 6.2 points per game on this year. Tate Davis, a 6'5" senior, working his way back in the starting lineup for that severe knee injury last year. 9.3 points and 4.8 rebounds per game for the Johnson Brock senior. Nick Parriott is a 6'3" junior, averaging 8.9 points and 4.6 rebounds a game. And Ryan Bowling, a 5'11" senior, Bowling averaging 3.7 points, 3.6 rebounds per game on the year for Johnson Brock. For the Irish tonight, Coach Doug Goltz will go a 5'11" senior, Jacob Jordan. Jacob coming into the ball game, averaging better than 12 points per game on the season. Jordan averaging 12.5 points per game on the year. He leads the team with 65 assists. Jake Freshman, a 5'11" senior. Jake coming to the ball game, 6 points per ball game for Sacred Heart. Evan Keith is a 6'1" junior. Evan comes in averaging 9.8 points per game for Sacred Heart and 3.8 rebounds per contest. Joe Simon, a 6'3" sophomore. Simon averages 8.1 points per game and 6.3 rebounds per game for Sacred Heart. And Brogan Knoxville, a 6'3" senior for the Irish. He averages 9.6 points per game, go along with 5.5 rebounds per game on the season for Fall City Sacred Heart. So that is the lineup and a look at the scoring for them here so far. The two teams, I don't believe they have not played earlier this year. They didn't meet up in any tournament. So this will be the only, well, they could match up again, I guess, next week in the conference tournament. They're the top two seeds, so we'll see if that does indeed pan out next week. Final will be over at Humboldt. Right now, we'll take another one-minute break. We'll be back and tip off the boys' game coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Introduction taking place now. Johnson Brock on the road, dressed in red tonight. The Irish in the home white. So we get ready for the tip off of our boys' game here. Johnson Brock has been introduced. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse has his team in at 12-4 on the season. The Irish 12-5. They lost those three games in a row there, two of them at the Medeckis tournament. They picked up a big win Tuesday night as they beat the Southern Raiders out at Wymore. Now here they go tonight with a big game with the Johnson Brock Eagles. 8 minutes up on the clock. The officials are ready. And we should be set to go here. Sacred Heart huddled up out there between the circles. Now they've reached the huddle and ready to go. Brogan Knox will step into the center circle for the Irish. He'll be jumping it up here against Nick Parriott. They're both 6'3". Johnson Brock will go left-right towards the east end into the first half. Here's the tip. Parriott tips it back to Caleb Fossenberger. And the senior comes forward, hands the ball off. He'll weave out top. Parriott with it, top of the key. Off to Fossenberger, guarded by Jacob Jordan. He'll hand the ball away now to Bowling. Down the lane, Parriott inside to Davis, tipped away. Back to Parriott. Now Fossenberger over to Bowling on the left side of the elbow. Back to top, Parriott with Fossenberger for three on the rim, no good. Rebound picked off by Joe Simon of the Irish. to the front. Jordan, left side. Simon, hold it down low in the left corner. Keithley with it. Back to Simon, around the perimeter, all the way out to the midcourt circle. It goes now to Threshold. Back in the left side wing. Threshold from Keithley over to Jordan for three. Fills it up on the left side, maybe the right side. And the Irish take the 3-0 lead here. Sagan Hart up, and here comes Perriott to Bowling, off to Fossenberger, down the lane, left side, rolls it in with the left hand over the top of Sagan Hart, there, over the top of Nockigal, and now, once again, against the zone, the Irish have it front court. Nockigal posting up down low, now side moves down, they play a double low post. Jordan again for three, swish, bottom of the hole, back to back for Jacob Jordan, and it's 6-0, or 6-2, Sacred Heart here early on. In the front court, Perriott to the paint, back out top, set shot for three around the rim, no good there, five, Dollinghouse, and a foul on the rebound, going to be called on Johnson Brock on Kate Davis, first foul of the ball game. So inbound in the basketball will be knocked goal for the Irish. I think Jordan might get a little attention here. Over it goes to Freshel. Now back to Jordan at the top. He'll go to the free throw line over to Keithley. Three ball, left elbow up, no good. Simon with the rebound, back out to Jordan. Didn't take the long one there. Offensive rebound for Jake Simon. Now Jordan will fire for three. Ends up on his backside on the floor. Keithley chasing down the rebound. He takes over one of the ball boys. He takes out a ball boy for Johnson Brock down there on the end. He gets up with a smile on his face. The referee, are you all right? He says, yeah, I'm fine. Just didn't spill anything. It's like the floor's okay. Yeah, he's good to go. Up the floor we go. Fossenberger throws it and is taken away by Keithley. Keithley with the steal for the Irish. Jordan left side. Freshel back to Jacob Jordan out top against the 2-3 zone. Skip it across. Freshel for three on the rim. No. Rebound grab here by Davis for the Eagles. To the front now, in the paint, going in, stripped away by the Irish, taken away from Perriott. Jacob Jordan up the floor on the right side, looks over to Nockigal. Nockigal dribbles once over to Jacob Jordan again, and out to Jake Freshel. Freshel in the paint to Simon, down the layup, over the front edge for two. Simon puts it in, it's 8-2, Sagan Hart, 3 minutes gone by here. Fossenberger to the front, free throw circle spins, hands off now with it, is going to be Dollinghouse, and now in the paint, out it goes Dollinghouse for three, and it was short, and knocked goal. Oh, did he not touch that? I think the Irish might have got away with one there. I thought knocked will touch that ball. Referee was pretty close, I guess. Jacob Jordan up the floor to get, take on the zone. Fires pass left, gets it back, now Freshel again, bounces it in low, knocked, will double team, pushes the ball away on the floor, and Keithley will elevate, miss the 10-footer, rebound to Simon, out to Jordan for three, it's too strong, rebound to Keithley, Keithley gives it Jordan, 15-footer won't go, and a rebound for Kate Davis. Davis with a rebound for the Eagles, and now Fossenberger brings it up the floor for the Eagles. Senior works the ball around, hands the ball away now to Ryan Bowling. Bowling out to Nick Perriott. Perriott with it. Holds inside Fossenberger. Lost it, taken away by Simon. Simon going to wait for some help. So here, Jacob Jordan take the basketball. Score from Bruce State. In the first half, we've been one leading Fall City 19-13 up there. But that came over on TTMC. To the front, it's going to be a push shot from the left wing, up no good by Freshel. The rebound brought down by Nick Perriott. He throws it ahead and too far ahead of Camden Dollinghouse. Freshel is out for the Irish. Sam Dunn, a 5'11 junior, checks in. Johnson Brock will bring in Leighton Behrens, a 5'11 sophomore. Also in Sloan Pelican, a 5'8 sophomore for Johnson Brock. Perriott stays in, Fossenberger and Davis. top of the key, Jordan, left side, Fretcher, excuse me, to Keithley. Back out now around the horn to Dunn. Dunn dribbles, fires across the zone. Keithley back to Jordan, over to Dunn. Fakes, uses dribble, now to Jordan again on the right side, and back to Sam Dunn on the elbow. His bound pass is grabbed and stolen by Leighton Behrens. And some sort of violation, we made the steal. Irish ball on the baseline. He's double dribbled, perhaps. Dunn into Jordan in the paint. Wheels back out to Dunn. 2-3 zone, but Johnson Brock. Left side, Jordan fakes the three, drives into Simon. Spins in the paint, can't get it to go. That was a bunny off of Knockdoor. Simon out of bounds. Johnson Brock basketball. So the Eagles will have it, a long pass up the floor, knocked away by Simon, picked up by Keithley. Evan Keithley on the run with the basketball. He'll leave it for Jordan in the backcourt. Jacob Jordan to the front now. Takes it over the top, right side, and now Dunn lobs it across. It hit the bottom of the rim, intended for Simon. And now Fossenbarger up the floor to Pelican. Shakes the three, drives in, kicks it out to Parrott. Goes in, and his pass stolen by Simon. Simon's having a big night on the defense here with steals. Dunn to the front to Jordan on the right elbow. Beyond the three-point line, holds on to it, and back to Sam Dunn. Moving around the perimeter with it. Dunn, left side to Keithley, thought about a long one, didn't take it, dribbles down and back to Dunn, gets inside a defender, fires about a 12-footer, and good timeout. Johnson Brock with 10 minutes 54 to go in the first, back in 1 minute, or excuse me, 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the Row Activity Center, boys final night in Missouri tournament action. South Holby, King City, 62-45. Front court, Pelican on the baseline, double team, tries to get it out of there. Misses his teammate wide, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Irish basketball. So to the front court, here comes Jacob Jordan with the ball. Keithley back to Jordan, right side to Dunn. Posting up is Knockville. They can't get the ball inside to him. Derek Schwong in for Sacred Heart now, the 6'6 senior. Now over to Keithley for three. No. Rebound. Johnson Brock knocked it away from Knockville out of bounds. Sacred Heart will have it with a minute 25 to go here in quarter number one, leading 10-2. Jordan missed his first man he wanted to go to. Now gets into Keithley. Dunn over Jordan's three ball, left side wing, up and good. That is nine for Nick Jordan. He's made three threes, giving him 34 on the year now. At the other end, with the ball, Leighton Behrens, right side to Pelican. Sophomore will hold it at the elbow beyond the three-point line. Cross court now to Camden Dollinghouse. Working the baseline is Leighton Behrens. Now Fossenbarger picked up his dribble. Behrens goes outside, now inside to Bowling. Back out to Behrens. Three ball up and good on the right side for Leighton Behrens. 13-5 is the score. The Irish were up 11. Now back out. Jordan goes over to Knockville. Left side of the circle, his favorite spot. Three-pointer for Knockville. 30 seconds ago, the Irish are up 11 again. The Irish have made four triples here in the first quarter. Off to Behrens. Left side wing. He'll go across to Fossenbarger. Back he goes to Bowling. Back Fossenbarger. And we've got a whistle. We've got a foul down in front of the Irish bench. Foul on Derek Schwong, his first. First foul of the ball game on the Irish. Well played well called so far here by the officials. One foul apiece on these teams. Bring it into Davis, is back in. He'll elevate the shot for 15. No. Rebound saved in by Barron, but it goes to Dunn. Up the floor, down the lane with 7 seconds to go. We got a foul out top. That will go on Leighton Barron. His first team foul number two. Bring the ball back in now. Freshel with it. Who's in? Now over it goes to Dunn for three. Left side short. Tipped up by Freshel. We got a foul underneath. Simon's back in there. And the foul will go on Ryan Bowling. His first team foul number three. So here comes Knock going back into the ball game. With 0.2 left in the first quarter. Powers are going to go to a long here, either Simon or Knoxville probably. There's a lot to Simon, and the touch won't go. After one, 16-5. Sacred Heart back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, ready to go here at the Row Activity Center. Sigurd basketball leading by 11. Start the second quarter here, 16-5 tonight. Sam Dunn, Jake Freshel, Jacob Jordan, Brogan Knoxville, and Jake Simon for the Irish. That's what Jake in there. Yeah, did Joe Simon in there for the Irish? Excuse me. Got too many Jakes on this team, and one that looks like an old Jake. Shot up by Knoxville on the right side, no good. Freshel tried to save it in, got his foot on the end line, and it will belong to Johnson Brock. Caleb Fossenbarger is in there for the Eagles, also in the ball game. Ryan Bowling, Nick Perriott's in the ball game. Camden Dollinghouse is in there. Here's a shot up by Fossenbarger from 12 feet. Up and good. Second hoop for Caleb in the ball game. Who am I missing for the Eagles? I got Davis, Fossenbarger, Dollinghouse, Perriott, and Ryan Bowling in there. Here's the ball going across the baseline from the left to the right, and the ball is out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart basketball. Keith in for Dunn for the Irish here. At top, knocked away by Jordan. Chases it. Ran down to the backcourt by Keith Davis. He comes up the board to Fossenbarger. Skips it over to the corner on the far side to Dollinghouse. Back to Parrott. He might have pushed off a little bit there. Got away with it. No whistle. Davis just straddling the three-point line. Up and good. From the left side. Circle. Davis with his first two makes it 16-9. Jordan with three triples for the Irish already. Now Jordan against that zone defense, a 2-1-2 here. Left side, Keithley over to Dunn. Same spot he's been hot from. Backs up, faked it, didn't take it. Freshel back to Dunn, or excuse me, back to Jordan. Now Freshel. Free throw line had it stripped away and stolen by Fossenbarger. Fossenbarger in left hand, no. Great hustle back there by Freshel to get in front of him and bother him. Rebound to Keithley. And a foul on Johnson Brock. 6:08 to go here in the first half. Foul on Johnson Brock's Camden Dollinghouse, his first team foul number four. one foul so far on the Irish in this ballgame. Freshel on the right side, back to Jordan. Jordan dribbles it around and now over to Freshel again and back to Jacob Jordan. Freshel, top of the key with a dribble against the zone. Jordan in the paint, whips it across, intended for Noctigal. Freshel caught it and got hit in the eye as he came down. Foul will be on Nick Perriott. His first, team foul number five. Freshel seems to be okay. Everybody in the corner of the lane for the Irish on the inbound play. And Jordan jumps up and fires it to Freshel, almost over the top of him. Down to Keithley, now around to Jacob Jordan on the left side. Baseline, Noctigal, reverse layup, good. Noctigal's got five in the ball game. And the Irish lead it 18-9. Pelican in to Perriott, now to Bowling. Right side of the floor, works to the middle, off to Perriott on the left sideline. He'll move the ball around now, working his way to the right side again, keeps the dribble, gets it away to Camden Dollinghouse. Perriott to Davis, just about walked with it. Now on the right side to Bowling. Bowling to Perriott for three. Wrong, and the rebound brought down by Joe Simon. Simon to Jacob Jordan. Out to Keithley for three. Too strong. Jordan went up trying to keep it alive. Perriott brings the rebound down, and he'll head up the floor at his own self. Turns around, leaves it for Bowling. Down the lane he goes. A little out of control. Scoops it up. No good. Knockle there to bother, and Knockle gets the rebound ahead to Jordan in the corner. Freshel back to Jacob Jordan for three in the right side. He got her again. That's his fourth of the night. 12 points, all on threes for Jacob Jordan. The Irish are up 21-9. And now Perriott to the front again for Johnson Brock, off to Davis. Cade, the 6'5 senior, holds it. Right side in the corner. Back out to Pelican. Pelican fires to the middle. Intended there for Camden Dollinghouse. He lost his balance. Pushed the ball back out to Perriott on the floor. And now back to Pelican. Pelican dribbling off the left side now with the ball to Bowling. Bowling, a senior, driving in, and a hand-checking foul going to be called on Sagan Hart. That's going to go against Jake Freshel. His first and the second foul of the ballgame on the Irish. Jalen Barron, the 5'11 junior, enters the game for Johnson Brock. Also coming in here will be Leighton Barron's back in there. Sitting down with Davis. And the Irish steal on the inbound ahead to Jordan up the floor. Layup is good. 14 for Jacob Jordan. It's 23-9. The Irish have their biggest lead of the ball game at 14. To the front with it, Leighton Behrens hands it off, falling short on the shot. Noctigal pulls it out of the air to Jordan up the floor on the left side. Noctigal right side to Freshel. Jake skips it over the top and moves too short. Ryan Bowling backs up and picks it off. Down ahead, up the floor, and a shot away from 15 feet. No good. Left side baseline. Behrens missed it. Rebound comes down to Bowling. Rebound down to Leighton Behrens. The first shot was put up there by Jalen Behrens. And now timeout with 3:04 to go in the half. The Irish are up by 14. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3.
23-9. Shaking Hart with the lead here tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. 3:04 to go in the third quarter. The Gulf drawing up play down here on a grease board. Lucas Dollinghouse down there for Johnson Brock, talking to his troops. City Irish basketball. Knocked the goal inbound for Sacred Heart. Now up the floor. Jacob Short will move to the off-guard spot, and Freshel will move to the point, at least for this possession. Freshel moving from the right to the left with the ball to knock to the top of the key. Into side of Joe, back out to Jordan, same spot, and Short this time. And Simon over the back on the rebound, reached across body of an Eagle, and gets called for his first foul of the game. Third of the evening on the Irish. Sagan girls won tonight, 56-46 over Johnson Brock. Fall City High girls also picked up a win tonight. Up at Bruce City against Weeping Water. Dish the ball inside by Pelican, taken by the Irish. Jordan to the front. Waits inside to Simon, and double team spins between the two defenders. And puts it up and in. 25-9, Sacred Heart. To the front. Now with it. The Irish taken away from Fossenberger by Jordan Jacob. As he went up the floor, lost the handle on the basketball and gets called for carrying it. That one you don't mind if you're Doug Dolce. That was a hustle steal and a trip up the floor. And he never quite got control up there. So Fossenberger now at the top of the key. Jordan knocked it loose for a moment again. Now to the left side with the ball. Leighton Barron out to Fossenberger. Three ball, no rebound to Simon, his fifth of the ball game. And up the floor come the Irish with a minute 55 to go in the half. Let me do a parent side here for the girls at halftime. Down the lane, Jordan floats it, can't hit it. Rebound tipped three times by Noctigal before Fossenberger takes it down for the Eagles. And Caleb comes to the front court off the right side. And now over to Davis. Three ball, no rebound, knocked to go. He'll give the ball to Jake Freshel. Freshel up the floor the other way, off to Noctigal, looking underneath against the man-to-man now. Dumps it into Simon. Double team gets away to Freshel, and he walks with it. Got happy feet before he got the ball on the ground. And now inbounding the basketball will be Johnson Brock. Eagles coming up the floor. Fossenberger, the minute 19, swiped away by Sam Dunne. Just checked into the ball game for the Irish. He checked in there for Jacob Jordan. He'll get a breather here for the final minute of the first half. Dunne moving around the pick by Simon. Down the lane, leaves out for Keithley. Evan moving to the top of the key. With a minute to go, Simon takes the ball to the corner. Freshel inside Simon on the block. Will give and go. Freshel floats it up to the right side and through the net it goes. 27-9, Sacred Heart. Fossenberger to the front to Leighton Barron. He'll give the ball up there for Jalen Barron. Jalen's a junior. Simon went out, tried to knock it away. Deflected it off of Johnson Brock. Out of bounds to Sacred Heart. 33 seconds to go. Here comes Jordan in for Freshel. Doug Gultz likes to play for one last shot here. Let's see. He's calling one. I don't know if that's a play or one shot. Directing his players to jump up higher on the floor. Simon at the free throw line. Keithley with the basketball. 18 on the clock. Over to Jordan in the midcourt circle. Jacob Holtz, Fossenberger watching him. Went left, back to the right. Now knocked the goal straight out front. Three ball, knocked it down. Knocked the goal with 8 in the ball game. 2 seconds to go. Elevated toward the basket and just off the mark. Shot by Camden Dollinghouse. But the Irish extend their lead to 21 at halftime. Sacred Heart 30, Johnson Brock 9. 30-9, the Irish lead. We're back in 2 minutes on SETI 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local SBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Row Activity Center. Sacred Heart, with the lead 30-9, outscoring Johnson Brock 16-5 in the first quarter and 14-4 in quarter number two. For the first half, tonight, Johnson Brock has 4 points for Caleb Fossenberger, a three-pointer for Leighton Behrens, and 2 points for Kate Davis for their total of 9. That he did not shoot a free throw in the second and in the first half, and nobody with more than one foul for the Eagles. For Sacred Heart tonight in the first half, leading away Jacob Jordan, 14 points. 14 for Jordan. He had 4 triples in that first half. 8 points in the first half for Brogan Ockley. He had a couple of 3 balls. Joe Simon had 4 and 2 each for Jake Freshel and Sam Dunn. The Irish also did not shoot a free throw in the first half of tonight's ball game. So 30-9, the Irish with the win. The Irish with the lead at halftime. With the win for the Archives, the girls, 56-46 was the final in the girls' game tonight here at the Row Activity Center. At the end of 3 quarters, up at Purdue State College tonight on TTNC, our sister station, at the end of 3, Falls City leading Weeping Water 31-23. The Tiger girls won earlier tonight over Weeping Water 40-27. The boys lead 31-23 after 3 quarters. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, check in with the weather, then be back here with the second half action after more words from our sponsors on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
Jim Hills in Falls City is your home decorating center. Visit the store at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City. You'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for snow. Lows around 13. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 35. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 19. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the mid-40s to the low 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City and Auburn. Dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime, the Rural Activity Center in Falls City. The Irish leading Johnson Brock in this Pioneer Conference battle. 30-9, the Irish hot from the outside in the first half with a bunch of three-pointers. Two for Brogan Nochtigal and four for Jacob Jordan. One three-pointer for Leighton Behrens for Johnson Brock in the first half tonight. No ties, no lead changes in the ball game so far. So it will be the Irish. The Gulch talking to his starters. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse down visiting with his players on the far end down here, the west end of the bench at the Rural Activity Center. These are the top two seeds of the Pioneer Conference. Next week, they got number one, Johnson Brock, number two. So they would not meet until the finals in that tournament next week. So congratulations to both of them. They've had a good season to this point and hoping to keep it going. Saving Hart as the number one seed will play Tuesday at 6 at Dillard-O'Dell against either Dillard-O'Dell or Pawnee City. Johnson Brock's the 5 seed. They play Tuesday at 4:30 at Dillard-O'Dell. against Johns Brockers Center. They would meet in the semifinals next Thursday. I'm sorry, I was thinking of the girls' side of the bracket. So here we go. Eagle basketball, and Harriet for three to start it off. Up and too strong. Rebound brought down by Joe Simon. Ahead to Jordan over the left side. Now Keithley with a basketball for Saving Heart. He'll drill it around out to the top. Now move to the left. Senior moving around, drives to the hole with the right hand on the left side and went around the defender. Puts it up and in. That's 16 now for Jacob Jordan. Biggest lead of the ball game for the Irish now is 23. At the other end we go. Johnson Brock Davis off to Perry at top against the man-to-man defense. Off to Bowden for Bowling. Ryan Bowling with it to Davis. Now to Perry. Oh, he got a trap on his leg. No whistle there. Get the ball away to Bowling. And now back to Nick Perry, the junior, coming to the near left side. Stops in the middle of the circle. Hands it off. And now it's going to be grabbed up by Caleb Fossenbarger to Davis, out to Perriott. Thought about the long one, didn't take it, lost the handle on the ball. Breschel had it, and it was knocked away from him, and it's going to be Johnson Brock basketball. They say it goes off of Breschel anyway. So inbounding to Davis, underneath Fossenbarger with a quick little push shot up there. Good. Caleb's got six in the ball game now. Four, Johnson Brock. Coming around the perimeter of the Irish. Inside to Simon. A terrific entry pass from Knoxville with the assist. Third bucket of the ball game for Simon. Somebody lost Joe Simon. That's not easy to do. Down the lane, a one-hand floater up. No good by Camden Dollinghouse. We're going to have our first free throws of the night. Dollinghouse will be fouled by Sacred Heart. Foul on Jacob Jordan. His first. Dollinghouse at the line. Again, this is the first free throw opportunity for anybody in this ball game. Free throw up and good. Now get another one here. Dollinghouse ready for the second attempt. 6:11 to go. Up, and he got them both. 34-13. The Irish lead it by 21. Jordan, right side, with the ball, holding it. Looking down the right side for Freshel. Okay, Freshel moves back out top. Jordan directing traffic. Far side of the floor. Keithley with it. He jumps, elevates the pass down to Simon, over to Jordan. Doesn't take the three, leaves it back down to Freshel. Over to Keithley for three, too strong. Rebound Knoxville comes down to him. Had trouble catching it, didn't go off anything. He caught it, corralled it, and puts it up and in. 5:35 to go in the third. The Irish have 36-13 now. Harriet to Fossenbarger out on the left side with the basketball to Bowling. Bowling to Fossenbarger. Underneath Davis. Elevate shot blocked by Knox. I think Simon's going to get the foul here. Yep, he got him on the way up. Joe Simon, his second foul. First of the half, second of the half on Sacred Heart. So at the line now will be Kate Davis with 2 points in the ball game, shooting a pair. It's on the way up and too strong. He'll get another one. Johnson Brock will put Leighton Behrens back in the ball game now. Davis ready, fires it up and got it. One out of two. He was in 3 points on the night. It's 36-14. To the front court, Jacob Jordan with the basketball. Over he goes. Freshel to Keithley. Posting up Simon on the left side. Back to Keithley. Fakes the long one. Dribbles. Cross court, Jordan. Jacob Jordan with it. Goes in. Leaves it back to Freshel. Freshel down the left side. Keithley into Simon. Back out to Freshel. Over to Jordan. Three ball. Right side. Short. No good. Rebound picked off the ground by Leighton Behrens. He'll give it to Caleb Fossenbarger. Caleb will work to the front. Free throw circle picked up there by Freshel. Out to Davis. Fake three. Got Simon in the air. Went around him. Now to Fossenbarger. Missed it. Rebound by Noctigal. Noctigal ahead to Jordan on the left side to Keithley. Evan Keithley gets into traffic. Back out to Jordan. And on the sideline, either stepped on the sideline or bounced the ball on the sideline in front of the Irish students over there. Here comes Sam Dunn at 5'11 junior into the ball game for the Irish now. Keithley will sit down. Off the floor with it. Fossenberger back and in on Dunn. Leaves the ball back for Bowling. Bowling to Davis. Bounce pass in the middle. Dollenhouse down the lane. The layup is good. His first field goal is 36-16. Sacred Heart. Now around the perimeter we go. With it, Jordan elevates over to Knoxville. Three-pointer, left side, on the rim, no. Russell kept it alive. It falls into the hands of Joe Simon, who lays it in for two more. 38-16. Sacred Heart with the lead. To the front now. Dollenhouse with it, pushes across the bowling in the midcourt, or in the middle circle. Now to Fossenberger. Will float one up with the right hand. No. Dollenhouse to rebound. Pushes it toward the hoop. Up and good for Camden Dollenhouse. He's got six in the quarter. 38-18. Simon out between the circles with it. Leaves the ball off now. Jordan back to the near side. Right side. Dunn over to Jordan again. Left side. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Noctigal back out to Pretzel. Bounce pass to Simon. Up in. Whistle. Foul on Johnson Brock. The foul on Tate Davis. His second. First foul of the half on the Eagles. Joe Simon with double figures now with 10. 3:13 to go in the third. 40-18. Sacred Heart with the lead. So the free throw for Joe Simon coming up. It's on the way up. Off the front edge, no good. Picking up the rebound, Jalen Barron had just checked in. He'll throw it forward for Layton Barron's. Back across to Jalen. But now it goes over the other way. Pelican will fire up, no good. Pelican, give the ball shot up, no, and the rebound knocked. Go inside to Simon, back out to Dunn for three. Why not? Right side of the circle, three ball for Sam Dunn. And now in the backcourt with it, knocked away by Jacob Jordan. It goes to Dunn, right back to Jordan. Layup is good. And now all of a sudden it's 45-18, Sacred Heart. In the backcourt, Jalen Barron's ahead to Scott Pelican. He'll lead the ball for Camden Dollenhouse. Back to the middle of Dollenhouse, off the left side, Pelican, underneath to Davis. On the baseline, Pelican loads up a three and hits it from the left side. Sloan Pelican with the three-pointer. 45-21, the Irish lead. There we go the other way. Sacred Heart in the paint will go fresh, but he got fouled getting there. Foul on Sloan Pelican, his first team foul number two. Simon coming out, back in Derek Schwong for the Irish with 2:05 to go here in the third. Johnson Brock brings Perriott back in the ball game for them, along with Kaysen Dollenhouse, a 5'11 freshman. They're twins. Now Dunn with it. Right corner, Knoxville dribbles in, tries to back out, lost the ball. That did not make Coach Gold very happy, that move. Jordan flying from the backside, knocks the ball out of bounds away from Jalen Barron's. Keithley coming into the ball game, and out will come Knoxville. Knoxville will take a seat on the bench, and the ball comes in to Kaysen Dollenhouse. Now to Pelican. Back to Kaysen. His pass, bounce pass, kicked by Jacob Jordan. Out of bounds. Sloan Pelican will inbound the ball. Bring the ball in. Now with it. Harriet with a minute 35 to go in the third. Outside to Pelican for three. Right side, good on the way. Pelican, a couple of triples here in the quarter. 45-24. Jordan with it, front court for the Irish. Cross to Freshel, back to Jordan. Down low to Dunn, and he fires it across the floor on the bounce, and it hit the inline out of bounds, Johnson Brock's ball. 1:15 left in the ball game here. In the third quarter, I'm sorry. And the Eagles are bringing it up the floor. Nick Perriott with it. Hands the ball off now for Jalen Barron's. He'll give it up for Layton Barron's. And now to Pelican. Free throw line jumper short. Rebound tip. Jordan ends up with it for Sacred Heart. Jordan up the floor. Dunn for three from the left corner. Up, no. Rebound, Shawal brings it down. Turns around, passes it off. Dunn misses. And Shawal tackles Dunn. The rebound finds its way out to Jacob Jordan somehow. 41 seconds ago, here is Heatley. Left wing jumper up and good. His first 3 points of the night. 48-24, Sacred Heart. Even when things don't go right for you tonight, for the Irish, they're going right for you. To the front, in the paint, with it. Leighton Behrens out to Pelican, left side now. Harriet, Nick, moving around to the right side. Hands it off inside, trying to go down low. Shot put up, no good by Leighton Behrens. Rebound weak side by Jalen Behrens. Leighton with the rebound, out to Harriet. He misses the rebound to Shawong. Outlet is off of Sacred Heart with 8/10 of a second left. So the Eagles will inbound it with 8/10. You don't want to go back over here. Oh, Pelican catches it right at midcourt. And that is your third quarter. Sacred Heart 48, Johnson Brock 24. We return in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Final from Peru State College tonight. The Falls City Tiger boys pick up a win over Weeping Water, 47-39. Falls City girls won 40-27 over Weeping Water tonight. And now the Irish have the ball in the front court. Start the fourth quarter. Leading 48-24 over to Jake Breschel. Fires it underneath. Knoxville missed the bunny. His defender lost his balance and fell down. Knoxville wide open. The ball is tipped out, and the Irish retain possession of it. Breschel looking. Bounce pass to Jordan. Back to Breschel in the corner. Keithley wide open. Three ball on the baseline. Good. And his second triple of the night. And the Irish are up by 27. At the other end, Caleb Fossenbarger can't connect. Rebound, cut down by Keithley. He gives it to Jordan. Jacob Jordan through traffic all the way down the lane. Going to head to the line to shoot two as he is fouled by Kate Davis. Kate picks up his third and the third team foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Jordan with 18 points tonight. Looking for number 19 here at the free throw line. Senior sets himself up, and it won't go. He'll get another one. 7-11 left. Ready to go. Free throw on the way up, and it won't go. And the rebound is, again, a defender for Johnson Brock. Fell down. Knoxville grabbed the rebound and lays it off the glass. He's got a dozen. It's 53-24. Fossenbarger in traffic, off to Perriott, down the lane, knocked loose by Jordan. Out of bounds, it will belong to the Eagles underneath their own basket here. Fossenbarger will inbound, everybody in a corner of the lane for the Eagles. Now they start to move, triggering Fossenbarger. He looks to Davis. Right wing looks, Fossenbarger inside out with it. He goes to Camden Dollinghouse. Drilling up now, Fossenbarger over the left side, three ball, too strong for Bowling. The rebound brought down by Simon. ahead underneath, reverse layup by Preffel. The fifth to Jacob Jordan has pretty assists, if you want to see. The Irish are now up 31 points, 55 to 24. Harriet through traffic, tipped by Preffel. They say it's off the Irish, out of bounds. So Sacred Heart on the defense, and the Eagles will line up everybody on the left side of the free throw lane. Fosbar going back towards the Harriet with the pass on the inbound. Harriet to Fosbarger, ahead and a bounce pass across and back over to Fosbarger for three. No good. Left side rebound of Jacob Jordan, who's pretty much done it all tonight for the Irish. Jordan to Keithley, right side three ball, short, no good. Davis the rebound. Out to Caleb Fosenberger, up the left side, going to take it to the hole, off the glass, too strong, rebound to Noxigal. Up the floor comes Jordan, high bounce pass to Preschel. He's able to keep track of it and able to tip it back into Simon, who now has a dozen in the ball game. 57-24, Singer. Coach Lucas Dullhouse wants timeout, talk this over. 5:43 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We return here to the Roe Activity Center at 5:43 to go in this fourth quarter. Say our boys leading 57-24. I did not expect a margin like this in this ballgame. Say our girls won tonight 56-46 in the girls game, picking up their 16th win of the year. Say our boys looking for their 13th win of the year here tonight. Johnson Bach was 2. 5:43 to go. Bring it in backcourt for Caleb Fosenberger, the senior point guard. Off the floor. Sacred Heart looks like they're in a zone. Off the left side now. Fosenberger passes off. Now cross court period. Back to Fosenberger. Over to the right side. The Irish pull that zone out a little farther beyond the three-point line with their top guard. Take it to the high post. Bowling kicks the ball right side. Three ball by Perry. And good. Nick Perry with his first 3 points of the ball game. 57-27. Preschel into Nockel. Double team out to Preschel, but we've got a whistle. And we get a foul on Ryan Bowling. His first team foul number 4 on the Eagles. Jordan will inbound for the Irish. Looking, brings to the safety valve. That's Preschel. He comes down the lane and he underhands it up and in. So Jake Preschel now with 6 in the ball game. 59-27, 4:53 to go. Sacred Heart with a lead. Fosenberger hands the ball off to Bowling. Bowling coming across with the ball to Fosenberger again. Now with it, hand to Dollinghouse. Harriet to Dollinghouse. Moves, passes right. Gives the ball up there for Leighton Behrens. And he goes to Harriet, and it's taken away at the other end. A layup in the left hand for Jake Preschel. He's got back-to-back hoop, and it's 61-27. Sacred Heart. Excellent defense all the way around. Here's the ball knocked loose by Nockel. Ran down in the backcourt by Harriet up the floor. Down it goes, and now back to Behrens. Cross court to Dollinghouse, now to Harriet. Left side, bounce pass inside to Ryan Bowling. Turns a little jump hook push shot over Simon, or around him, rather. Rebound coming down to Evan Keithley. 3 Sacred Heart players ready to come in. 3 Johnson Brock players ready to come in on the next break here as we go under the 4-minute mark of this fourth quarter. Freshel. The Knoxville around it goes to Jordan. Jacob in the middle to Freshel, to Keithley. Back at the Jordan for three, and he hits another one. 21 points for Jordan. He's got five triples in this ball game. And now up the floor, Fossenbarger with it, back and Jordan down. And he turns and bumps into Knoxville. Jacob Jordan had it. It's taken away. And the ball put up by Nick Perriott. And he is able to get it in after the ball bounces away from the Irish. Timeout just to change some players here with a 64-29 lead for the Irish. Sam Dunn back in there. Jack Stice, 6'1 sophomore, checks in. And Derek Shalom, a 6'6 senior, back in for Sacred Heart. Simon Fresh will stay in. Johnson Brock bringing in Sloan Pelican again. Zach Hawley is in, a 5'11 sophomore. Let's see. Who else is in there? Leighton Barron stays in the ball game. Jalen Barron is in there. Now it goes off to Stice. Goes in and tended there for Shawong. Too high on the pass and the steal for Johnson Brock. Pelican down the lane, throws the ball to the left corner, and a 15-footer up and good by Leighton Barron. He's got five in the ball game now. 64-31 ahead up the floor with it. Stice. Now he'll get the ball away to Shawong. Long over to Simon. Now with it, Freshel looking. Simon comes around underneath, takes the ball over to Stice. Back out to Dunn, around to Freshel on the left side wing. Now bounce pass down low on the left block. Simon elevates, stripped of the ball. Freshel tried to save it in, couldn't get it in time. And for the Irish, here comes Zachary Keithley, a 6'6 senior in the ball game. Also entering the ball game for the Irish now will be James Freshel, a 5'11 sophomore. Pelican up the floor for Johnson Brock. Ball to the corner for Kaysen Dollinghouse. He would give the ball away to Jalen Barron. Over the right side, Dollinghouse now to Pelican. Thought about a three, didn't, heads down the lane. Takes the ball to the side, and again, Dollinghouse had it. Out top. Three-pointer on the way. No good by Barron's. That was Leighton. Keithley with the rebound ahead, and now a three ball from the corner. No good for Stice. Loose ball rebound. Going to be tied up here. James Freshel for the Irish, and Keeson Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. Minute 40 to go in this contest. The Irish up by 33. Around the perimeter we go. Take the ball in the middle. Free throw in circle with it. Leighton Barron's left side, Dollinghouse. And he had a shot. He passed it up. Tried to hit teammate in the paint. Jalen Barron's too hot to handle on the pass. Pelican saved it from going out of bounds. Now down on the right side, Jalen Barron's has it. He passes over to Dollinghouse. Three ball up and good from the left corner. Keeson Dollinghouse with the triple. Now it will be Keithley to Zachary at the front. Gives the ball off there to Freshel. James Freshel out top to Jack Stice. Stice left side. Inside Freshel to Keithley. Turn around up. No good. Out of bounds off of Johnson Brock with 48 seconds to go. Inbounding will be Sam Dunn. Bring the ball in, caught by Zach Keithley. His pass, he turns around, is taken away, and at the other end, a pass up the floor. Jason Dollinghouse gets the layup, 64-36. Now, right side with it is Stice, holding it with 30 seconds to go. Out to Dunn, goes inside for James Freshel. Lost it, recovers it, gets the ball away to Shawong. Over to Stice for three. No. Rebound picked off by Jalen Barron with 16 seconds to go. Up the front he goes. Leaves the ball back for Pelican for three. It's up. It's good. Sloan Pelican with nine in the ball game, all on three-pointers. 4 seconds to go. Inside it goes to Freshel off the glass. The shot is good for James Freshel. Your final score, Sacred Heart, 66. And the Johnson Brock Eagles, 39. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back here at the Rural Activity Center, your final score, Sacred Heart wins it 66-39 tonight. Dyers pick up the win. They jump to a 16-5 lead after one quarter, led 30-9 at halftime. Johnson Brock falls to 12-5 with a loss now. They were led in scoring tonight by Sloan Pelican off the bench with 9 points on 3 three-pointers. Caleb Fossenberger had 6, as did Camden Dollinghouse. 5 points each for Kaysen Dollinghouse, Nick Perriott, and Leighton Behrens, and 3 for Kate Davis. The Eagles went 3 of 4 at the free throw line tonight. For the Irish tonight, they are led by Jacob Jordan. He had 21 points in the game. He made 5 three-pointers tonight for the Irish. Sam Dunn made 1 three-pointer for 5 points tonight for the Irish. 8 points for Jake Freshel. 6 for Evan Keithley, all on 3-pointers. Joe Simon had a dozen. James Freshel had 2. And it was 12 points for Brogan Nochtigal as the Irish made 10 threes in the ball game tonight here against Johnson Brock. Actually, Johnson Brock made 6 threes, but the Irish picked up 4 more. Final score, 66-39. In the girls' game tonight, it was Sager winning, 56-46. Harrison Vonderschmidt and Olivia Eichhoff had 13 apiece for the Irish in tonight's ballgame. 11 points for Rachel Magdans and 10 for Jessica Wartenberger, 8 more for Delaney Witt, 13 for Audrey Sanford, 14 for Natalie Knippelmeyer, and 12 in the ballgame for Taryn Ottman to go along with double-digit rebounds for Ottoman in the ballgame tonight for Johnson Brock. Other games tonight around the area, the Falls City boys beat Weeping Water 47-39. The Falls City girls beat Weeping Water 40-27 tonight up at Brew State College. Patty Jones had 22 to lead the Tigers in that ballgame tonight. The South Pole boys won in a consolation round over the Missouri Turner tonight, 62-45 over King City. And it was Bound City advancing to the North Platte Tournament Championship on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock with a 70-70 win over West Platte tonight. They'll advance to the championship game. Well, that is what we have for you for now, and that's going to wrap our coverage of basketball tonight. Tell you what, next week we'll be bringing you tournament action. I'm sure we'll have games in the Pioneer Conference tournament, maybe some ECNC games as well. We'll see how things go in the first couple rounds. We'll pick up in the semifinals next week at the earliest in those tournaments, probably action next Thursday. So, for Colin Feldkamp, I'm John Nixon. Say it. Good night, everybody.